AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI has made an arrest in the investigation of two pipe bombs placed outside the headquarters of the Republican and Democratic National Parties in Washington, D.C. nearly 5 years ago. Ed Donahue has details.
They were found the day before the Capitol riot. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the man arrested is Brian Cole Jr. from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Let me be clear. There was no new tip. There was no new witness. Just good, diligent police work and prosecutorial work.
No details were given about a motive or whether the placement of the bombs, which never detonated, had any connection to the riot. This is FBI Director Kash Patel.
So we will divulge information when it is prudent and constitutionally permissible while upholding the safeguards of this case to make sure that the people that this individual intended to victimize get the accountability they deserve.
In the absence of harder evidence, Republican lawmakers and right-wing media outlets promoted conspiracy theories about the pipe bombs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Navy admiral told lawmakers there was no kill-them-all order from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in the September boat attack in the waters off Venezuela. Still, video of survivors being killed has alarmed lawmakers. Senator Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware.
Secretary Hegseth is responsible for all of these strikes because he's responsible for the campaign and for the rules of engagement and for how it's being carried out.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas.
These are narco-terrorists who are trafficking drugs that are destined for the United States to kill thousands of Arkansans and millions of Americans.
Israeli and Thai officials say remains handed over by militants in Gaza are those of a Thai agricultural worker killed during the attack that started the Israel-Hamas war 2 years ago. That leaves the remains of just one hostage to be returned. Meanwhile, Palestinians in Gaza mourning five family members killed in an Israeli airstrike. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks held near their records on Wall Street in a quiet day of trading. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% Thursday. The index is just 0.5% below its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 31 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. Dollar General rallied after reporting a better profit than expected. Kroger dropped after the grocer reported weaker revenue than forecast. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury edged up to 4.10%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Applications for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in more than 3 years last week, and mortgage rates eased. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.19%, a 15-year averaging 5.44%. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.